Morning. Okay, good morning, everyone. Hope everybody had a good weekend. It was a beautiful one.
Except for Notre Dame.
Except for Notre Dame. Hopefully not the Bengals. Ray?
Yes.
We'll go first.
Before Ray, you start, we had for a long time, once a month, we would have all the commissioner new employees that have been hired in that month or about that time come in and meet the commissioners, so they got a chance to meet you. And we kind of got away from it over the last 6 or 8 months, so this is kind of it starting it up again. So the first meeting of the month, or thereabouts, we'll be having new employees come in. So for those that are going to do introductions, remember that?
Yes, yeah, okay. This is great. Good morning, commissioners.
Good morning.
We have 5 new employees at the CSCA. We're happy to report, and we welcome them with open arms. First, starting from, I guess, right to left, this is Tammy Wright. She's an audit tech, and she prepares audits and account summaries for our court cases. Next is Brittany McIntosh. She's an investigator with our Alpha team. Next is Leslie Stewart. She's an investigator with our pre-order team. Next is Sarah Jett. She's an investigator with our Omega team. And last is TJ Powell, and he's an investigator with our Omega team.
Lana was short. I had trouble seeing her. But
we're having Who Day Monday, so, you know, hence yes. The casual attire.
Tomorrow is good, too.
Yeah, hope so, too. We have 3 new hires in the past month with Job and Family Services. Lori Horning, if you'll stand up, Lori. She's a new caseworker, eligibility referral specialist also. This is Beth Reisner, and Beth is a new unit support worker in the OSIP Chuck unit. And Pam Gebeline, who was a temporary employee, and we finally got her on as full-time. She works over at our tech center on Tanya Trail as the clerical support person. So we're happy to have them on board.
Come on up, right,
ladies.
Sue or Bob?
It's good.
Good morning.
Morning.
I cheated a little bit. If I just went back 1 month, I would only have one person to bring. So I cheated and I went back a full year. So I have a couple more to share with you.
Great.
If you guys would just line up behind me when I call your name. First, I have Jeff Patrick. He was hired in August of 07. Jeff's a wastewater collection worker 1. And Jeff comes to us from Hollywood, California.
Hey.
And he's a new dad of a new baby girl.
Yeah.
Next, I have Chris Smythe. Chris was hired in June of 07. Chris is a wastewater operator, too. He holds a Class 3 wastewater operator's license. Chris comes from Cincinnati MSD, where he has 10 years of experience, and from Fernald, where he has 20 years of experience. Chris has 2 sons and 3 granddaughters. Jeremy Hamill. Jeremy is a wastewater operator, too. He was hired in June of this year. Chris has a Class 3 wastewater operator's license. Chris comes from Wapakoneta, Ohio, where he has 7 years of experience. And coming from a small community, he did just about every job there is to do in wastewater in Wapakoneta. And he's a runner, does 5K runs. Doug Songer. Doug? Doug was hired in April. Doug's a wastewater collection equipment operator. Prior to working for us, Doug was in the private sector where he owned his own business, and he also worked for the city of Fairfield prior to that. Doug has extensive experience operating heavy equipment, and he has much experience with water and sewer pipelines.
And Doug's a runner too, isn't he?
From who?
Next we have Tim Mick. Tim was hired in January of 07. Tim's a wastewater operator too, and Tim comes from Greene County, where he has 15 years of wastewater operations experience. And Tim knows how to operate a centrifuge, which we have 2 of, so that's very helpful. And the next little bitty guy is Ben Sabota. Ben. Tiny, Ben Sabota.
A little bitty guy.
Was hired in December of 06. He's a waterline maintenance equipment operator. And Ben comes to us from Armco, where he was a fourth-generation Armco employee. And Ben is the father of little twin girls. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And last but not least, we have Tim Mullins. Tim is our newest employee. He was hired just in September. Tim is a Waterline Maintenance 1 employee. And Tim comes to us from Advanced Drainage Systems in New Miami. Tim just attended 2 years of Bible college, and he's very active acting and directing theater. So welcome to all of our new employees.
You related to Kay?
Yep, my mother.
Hello.
We can't hold that against it. Okay. Okay, let's see.
Thank you all.
Yeah, it's great to meet everybody, and hope you have a long and productive life with the county. We're very happy to have you here, and now get back to work.
No, you can't go to work. You can stay if you want to, but go ahead.
I don't want to stay for this boring meeting.
Yeah. Thank you all. Sue?
Sue's making them stay to hear her.
Yeah.
I'm a glory hound. I want an audience. Well, good morning again. I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to address you this morning, and I have some good news. You have before you a memorandum of understanding between the Greater Cincinnati Water Works and Butler County that amends our existing water contract. The contract contains take-or-pay requirements with discounts provided if we purchase above minimum purchase requirements. However, if we purchase more than 2 times the minimum purchase requirements, we pay a 50% penalty. This memorandum of understanding significantly relaxes the penalty provisions of the contract, so that, for example, this year we can purchase 3 times the amount of water that we could previously before we incur any penalty. And all of the additional water that we can now purchase can be done so at the discounted rates. What this means in dollars and cents for Butler County ratepayers is that we have an opportunity to purchase more lower cost water, which will enable us to stabilize our rates for the future. I therefore am hereby recommending that you approve the Memorandum of Understanding between the Butler County Commissioners and the Greater Cincinnati Water Works to modify Exhibit B of the Sixth Amendment to the Butler County Water Area Contract. Next, as you know, our regional area has been classified as having experienced severe drought conditions over much of this summer. The early part of the summer was particularly dry. We had a horrible May. And that I don't have to tell you that we've had virtually no rain between late July and the end of September. Thank goodness for last week and the couple days of rain that we had. It really did green up the environment outside. We know that this has caused a real hardship in terms of water bills for our ratepayers. Even people who normally do not water their landscaping or lawns have been forced to do so in an effort to save their trees and shrubs. At your request, we looked at various ways to provide some relief to our ratepayers. I'm very happy to be able to recommend to you that we provide a rebate of $10 to all residential customers of our water and sewer system. It makes me even more pleased to tell you that we are able to do this and yet still be able to have no water rate increase in 2008. And I just want to say that again. We're able to do that and not have a water rate increase in 2008. We're working very hard to control costs, renegotiate contracts where we can, and employ operational efficiencies, and it is paying off.
Thank you. Thank you, Sue. And I think that, you know, as we comment about the long, hot summer, a gentleman did come to me and say, you know, how come we, you know, since we water our lawn and bushes and trees, but yet we're charged with the sewer rate also based on the water. And at that time, I know we have a sewer summer sewer credit that goes into effect from May until September. Is that true?
It's June 15th through September the 15th, yes.
But, you know, this summer, I think, is, you know, as you mentioned, the hottest and driest summer in the last 65, 70 years, and it certainly has taken its toll. I know on my trees, I'm losing an evergreen tree that my wife's about ready to kill me because we're losing it. I think this is, you know, the symbolic gesture of, you know, acknowledging to this our ratepayers and citizens that we understand the hardship of this summer weather, and the $10 credit, I think, is a way of telling them that we appreciate them being a part of our system, and also to tell them that we're doing the best we possibly can in keeping our rates low. And that, coupled with the announcement today about no water increase for 2008, is just, I think, fantastic, and it's a tribute to what you and your staff have done and accomplished in the water department. I know that we have, you know, ways to go with our partners, Hamilton and Cincinnati. We're appreciative of Cincinnati's ability to be able to provide water to us. And I know that with Hamilton, we've tried in the last 2 years, and I remember a meeting that we've had, it's got to be almost 2 years ago, where we discussed our water situation with them about the Tier A rate and the Tier B, and also Article 17, which talked about capital costs, that we were unclear with how they could implement Article 17 with regards to their capital costs and what would be passed on to us. We've been frustrated that haven't had any real substantive dialogue or concessions with the city of Hamilton until just recently, with them extending the Tier B water rates to $1.23.
Correct.
And that will be in effect from, I guess, City Council passed that last week to what's the date on that? Timeline on that?
I believe it's June 30th of 2008. Right.
Well, that's great. We appreciate that, but, you know, we still have outstanding issues to discuss with Hamilton, especially about Article 17 and their capital costs. But also, I think that it's important as we look forward in the future. I think, to me, and I made a public statement in the paper about, I think if Hamilton's willing to look at the whole entire contract or the memorandum to open up Tier A rates also, then I think that we can really truly become a partner for really long range, and this county can appreciate and enjoy some lower water rates. And I think the true partnership between Hamilton and the rest of the county would really be beneficial to both Butler County and the city of Hamilton. So, but we'll continue our discussions with Hamilton. But this is very good news about the city of Cincinnati willing to extend the water to us at a discount rate and not a penalty, and also to be able to offer our citizens a symbolic $10 rebate to acknowledge the fact that they've had a tough summer, and to say that there's going to be no water rate increase in 2008. And, you know, our goal is that someday that would, you know, not only say no rate increase, but here's a decrease. And I think that should be our goal as we move forward, is to be able to give our rate payers and our customers a decrease in their water bill. So thank you.
Mr. President, I feel that what we've really been trying to emphasize here is more of a regional thinking on the water situation. We've offered to work with Middletown, if possible, and others in Cincinnati, and I think this is an example of what happens when we're starting to move a little bit more regional. But I'd like to commend you and Bob and your entire staff for a job well done with what we've had to work with. So, excellent.
Thank you very much.
Commissioner Furman, I think, hit the nail on the head when he said, regional. You know, we've sent letters to both Hamilton and Middletown, asking them to explore that possibility with us. And to my knowledge, we haven't received a comment back from Hamilton, have we?
No, we have not.
No comment at
not,
all.
No.
And make no mistake, this $10 rebate couldn't have happened without you and Bob working out the new terms with Cincinnati. But let me say this. I want to be real clear. Water is probably the biggest economic development tool that we're going to have in our toolbox in the coming years. There's a number of possibilities out there. What you've done is stabilized our rate. There's a number of possibilities out there that's going to reduce our rate. And I don't mean, I'm not talking 1% or 3%. I believe it can be reduced somewhere between 15 and 20%. Can you imagine the amount of jobs going to be created with that reduction going out into the private sector? I mean, it's huge. So the message here is, if you want to be with us and be part of a regional team that's better, that's for the betterment of the entire county, we're more than welcome and open to those discussions. And our track record shows that when we sent the letter. But I'm going to work towards that, and the other commissioners have indicated that we all share the same vision, and it's not business as usual. You know, this is a economic issue that's got to be dealt with for our water customers. And, well, I mean, we got 40,000 about.
Yep.
So I guess I'd put that out there one more time to the city of Hamilton and to the city of Middletown. You know, please join us in a regional venture, because we're going to make that venture with a partner. Cincinnati has been admirable. They've been people of their word. They've stood up and helped us when they didn't have to. But we're all in this together, Cincinnati, Butler County. I mean, we have to look at things as a region. So we're dead serious about fixing the water issue, and I'd hope it'd be sooner rather than later.
Thank you. So, do you have any other further comments?
No, I just want to thank you for your support in this issue. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Bob.
Next, we have communications.
Minutes from the last meeting, approved travel and training, approved transfer appropriations, amended certificate of estimated resources, approved the establishment of new funds for receiving revenue and dispersing funds, accept county recorded proposal for acquisition and maintenance of micrographic equipment, grant funds to Wayne Township for demolition of buildings. Under personnel, approved reclassification of records specialist 1, hire temporary records clerk for Butler County Recorder, and approve a employee contract with CSB director. Under development, advertise for bids for Lemon Township sidewalk replacement. Approve project agreement for work to be performed at the Hitching Post Saloon. Approve and execute contract with MC Siding and Trim for Hitching Post project. Under Job and Family Services, approve 6 agreements, 1 with Community Behavioral Health, Big Brothers Big Sisters, 2 with Butler County Educational Service Center, 1 with Great Miami YMCA and Butler County Educational Center for Kinship Navigator Assist Services. Advertise for bids for porch light program. Approve agreement for Mel's Behavioral Health for mentoring and HIPAA agreement. Under Environmental Services, approve agreement with Hazen and Sawyer for advance and guidance on electric records management. Approve OPWC disbursement request number 13. Approve reimbursement to Hamilton Community Foundation, provide lunch for volunteers. Approve amend resolution to accept resignation of summer employees. Approve agreement with Sigma Research Group for annual customer service survey. Approve memorandum of understanding with Greater Cincinnati Works to modify 6th Amendment to water area contract. Approve extension of public sewer services to Garber Road Sanitary Extension. Release performance bond for public sewer lines to Heritage Springs Cottage Water Main Extension. Approve amendment number 1. with George Jones Golding for design and rehab services, receive and refer bids for analytical and sampling services. Under engineer, grant approval to county engineer apply for funds and enter into contracts for OPWC. Approve change order for change orders for building addition and renovation. Exchange bond for Ross Trail Section 2. Cancel maintenance bond for Fox Burrow Phase 1. Cancel performance bond for Logson Woods Section 2. Cancel sidewalk performance bond for the Bluffs at Hawthorne Hills. Cancel sidewalk performance bond for Lexington Manor. Execute contract for widening of Gilmore Road with Don S. Sissel Contractors. Receive and refer bids for Hamilton Mason Road widening. Under miscellaneous, amend resolution for real estate property tax bill printing and mailing service. Amend resolution for locks box service. Approve annexation of 1.7 acres of land to the City of Oxford. Approve execution of lease for 800 megahertz tower site with Morgan Township trustees. Approve vacation of a portion of Summerline Boulevard in Liberty Township. Adopt public records request policy. Appoint board clerk or county administrator to set time, date, and place for annexation hearings. Enter upon journal the filing of annexation petitions of 10.562 acres in Hanover Township to Hamilton City. Accept and place in file Butler County Care Facility personnel actions. Approve and execute lease with 4 Hamilton Healthcare Corporation for office space and Conair Charter for office space at the Butler County Regional Airport.
Move for approval.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
And Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone have anything to bring up?
Nothing.
Anybody in the audience have anything?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.